Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts. And we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message at 781-591-0390, or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can always visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show, and follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums.
Join us. Leave your field to flower.
Yes.
You know that song from the musical Pippin?
You know, Pippin was the musical at my high school my freshman year. I was not in it.
I would be shocked, honestly, although you do love Broadway dancing.
I know, but that was a late in life thing.
Okay, that's
fair. I was in a lot of plays in high school, but I was in straight plays. I wasn't in any musicals.
Oh.
Did you not know that?
No.
Really?
That you were in plays?
But I was a thespian?
No, I had no idea.
I was in the drama society?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I went to the Massachusetts State Drama Festival twice.
By yourself, like doing the
monologue? No. I was in plays that went.
Well, gee whiz, this is news to me.
Wow, really? We've never discussed this.
No, never. Huh, you were, and then in college, were you like, I'm not bitten by the acting bug? Or did you ever think about like making it your career?
You know, in college, it was a kind of thing where you kind of felt like, you couldn't do a million extracurriculars like you could in high school. It felt like you had to choose a lane. And the lane I chose was journalism. But then senior year, my friend and I, who had also done theater in high school and had not done it in college, we were like, let's audition for this play. And then I got a part and he did it.
Good work.
It was kind of sad. I felt bad.
Because you do it together?
Yes. Our play was, we were like, oh, it'll be so fun. We'll do it together. And then like this other friend of ours got cast.
Ew.
And it was like, oh, well, what are you going to do?
But you did it.
I did. I did do it. I think that was the last time I was in a play. It's my senior year of college. Don't you think I have a flair for the dramatic, Kate?
Yes, I do. I mean, I get it.
I even directed a play.
Oh, well, that makes sense to me. Director Dory makes a lot of sense.
I didn't even know that.
Oh my gosh, really?
I don't keep it a secret.
You haven't been hiding it from me and your husband this whole time? Well,
Is this gonna take you a moment?
It's just like, I have to rewire my perception of you a little bit.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I mean, I was in the Vagina Monologues my senior year of college, but that is very on brand.
That is extremely on brand. In so, fact, like, I would have to rework my entire narrative of you if you had not been in the Vagina Monologues.
Exactly. Yeah, like that. Okay.
Remember the Vagina Monologues? They were so like 90s, early 2000s.
Well, that is when they came out. So.
No, I know, but like they're so like of that era.
Oh yes, deeply like, so. Like, they were like revolutionary at the time.
Yes, yes.
And we'll discuss this on our nostalgia podcast.
Oh my God, that would be such a good episode.
I mean, truly, that would kind of be a fascinating episode.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, how did we even get on this topic?
Because, because we said, you said join our Facebook group, and I said join us, leave your field to flower.
Oh, yes.
The first line of this song. And I just remember like marching down the aisles of the auditorium, like jamming in a turtle, you know, in a turtleneck.
Yes.
Performing this song.
Wow.
I mean, look, it's on topic somehow.
I mean, gotta find my corner of the sky. That's all I'm going to say.
Dory, I will segue us out of this hot topic of musical theater from the 90s. And I did want to ask you a question, because one thing I'm realizing is that in this time of like this bizarre world we're living in, where there's really heightened stress and we're all just kind of really trying to get through every day, I'm wondering, have people started to sacrifice like their self-care rituals that they used to do and not even think about? Like, and maybe not even a purposeful sacrifice, but I can tell you because, excuse me, I am often not brushing my teeth in the morning.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I just forget, and then I'm like, I don't have time to think about this. Or I brush them at like 4 o'clock.
And does your breath not bother you?
My breath is fine. It's that I can feel the grime on my teeth that kind of grosses me out, like right now, because I did not brush my teeth.
And still, you're not compelled to brush.
I got too much to do. Too many Zooms happening around me. I can't make an effort. It's like, that's not important anymore. I don't know. I'm lazy, maybe.
I think it's fine. Like it is what it is.
Is there anything, like, have you had that feeling of just like, ugh, I don't, you know, like, of course we're not, like, people aren't putting on their work clothes and we're not, showering as much. Or, like, there's all sorts of routines that we did pre-pandemic life that have changed. But, like, toothbrushing is very basic. And I keep forgetting I'd start drinking my coffee and I'm like, oh, I'll do it after. And then the day starts, and then at 4 o'clock I go brush my teeth, or I just am like, I'll wait till bedtime.
I mean, this is one of those like it is what it is things for me.
Okay.
You know, I don't think you should beat yourself up about it.
I'm not. I actually don't care.
Okay.
Like, that's the other thing is that I don't care, but it's just like, I don't have the fucks to give about you, toothbrush.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Do I sound like I'm on a little off my rocker?
You know, it's kind of reminding me, this is Obliger Rebellion.
Oh, yeah.
Reminding me of when you used to like not aggressively not wash your face.
We should say that we are referencing Gretchen Rubin's book, The Four Tendencies.
Her Four Tendencies rubric.
Yes. And Gretchen was a guest on this podcast, I believe, last year. So please revisit that episode if you've not listened to it. And it'll explain all about our tendencies.
Kate is an obliger, which means she is outwardly motivated. But I don't think we talked about Obliger Rebellion with Gretchen. I think someone wrote in about it and diagnosed you with Obliger Rebellion for not wanting to wash your face.
Yeah, yeah. You rebel, but against yourself. It's basically you're a people pleaser. You live in fear of disappointing others, so then you just take it all out on yourself.
Right. It kind of reminds me of that.
Well, before we take a break, because we went and talked about musicals for 8 minutes, I want to know about this air quality monitor that you got, because this is not an air purifier.
Correct.
You took it up to the next level and got your own monitor?
I sure did.
Oh, boy.
Well, I was just like, okay, we have these air purifiers going in the house. The air outside sucks. How do I know if these air purifiers are doing anything? Mm-hmm. So I headed over to my old friend, the wire cutter.
You gotta love the wire cutter.
And just bought what they told me to buy, because that's what I do. And so I got one called the TemTop M10 Air Quality Detector, Air Quality Monitor. And it gives you all kinds of readings of things that I don't know what they stand for, like TVOC. But they also give you the AQI reading, and that's the reading that we get from the outside of like how bad the air is. So I wanted to know how bad the air was inside. And it turns out it's not bad.
Oh, good. Your air purifiers are working?
Yes. They seem to be working. So that was encouraging.
Wow.
I will say Henry's room is the most kind of contained room that has an air purifier going. And maybe this is the placebo effect, but it does. And we generally keep his door closed. And it does seem like when I walk into his room, the air does feel fresher.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, I have air purifiers going, but I don't notice anything. I mean, our house doesn't smell like the smoke outside, but.
Right. So I don't know. I got a little obsessive about this, you could say.
What a shock. That does not seem like you.
No, nope, not at all.
At all.
It's very out of character, just like Drama Society. Okay, oh, let's take a break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
is possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
this.
And
Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, so Dory, we received a very quick text that is addressed to you that we must share. And this listener writes, Dory, you must watch The Great Pottery Throwdown on HBO Max. It's so good and gentle. Very similar vibe to The Great British Baking Show.
Oh, it is already on my radar.
Okay, have you heard of this show?
Oh, yes, I have. And I already said to Matt that we should watch it. It looks very calming.
It looks, I just opened the link that the listener sent, which we will include in our show notes on our website. And it's an article on NPR written by Linda Holmes. And the caption of the photo is, a handsome man throwing a pot on a wheel is all one can ask from quarantine viewing.
Oh,
and it's
just give
of
me
one
a
of
handsome
the,
man with a pot on a wheel.
He's got really muddy hands from the clay. Ooh. He's in a denim shirt. He's got a beard. Ooh. And he's wearing a Dory.
Yes. What?
Your mom.
I'm just picturing Patrick Swayze in Ghost.
This guy more looks like, who's that swimmer with the like kind of bigger, like the ears that kind of
Michael
out?
Phelps?
Yeah, yeah. This guy kind of looks like Michael Phelps.
A little goofy.
Yeah, a little goofy, but goofy hot slash he's making something on a pottery wheel.
Goofy hot, yeah.
But he's in an apron too, like a potter's apron.
Okay, all right.
So
I can get down with that.
I think this could be like
a very, you could have a lot of sensual fantasies while watching this very gentle pottery show.
You know, I need some sensual fantasies in my life, let's be honest.
About a goofy hot man.
Yes. Perfect. Just pottering.
Is that the right word?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Well, you know, we're recording this on Thursday night, but by the time this airs, the new season of Great British Bake Off will have begun.
Oh, good. Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to it. All right. Shall I read this next email?
Please.
Okay. I mean, text. Hello, ladies. On this week's pod, you got into a discussion about Big Pumpkin, and I felt that I had to recommend you listen to the podcast Ologies by the amazing Allie Ward, as she has an entire episode about pumpkins, cucurbitology, in which she interviews an actual pumpkin expert. Anne Copeland literally wrote the book on pumpkins titled Pumpkin Pumpkin, Folklore, History, Planting Hints, and Good Eating. And she's also a sweet ray of sunshine / the hippie grandmother you wish you had. Well, you know, we are big fans of Allie Ward here at Forever 35. We had her on the show. She's such a delight. I have not listened to this episode of Ologies, though. So I will listen to it post-haste.
Yes.
It's going in the queue.
It sounds like it answers all our questions about Big Pumpkin.
It really does.
But, you know, I feel like this is something that's happened before where we're like, what is this? Does this exist? And someone will be like, you got to listen to the all. Like Allie Ward, I feel like, has every question covered on Ologies.
She answers all the questions.
Yeah, she really does.
That Allie Ward.
What a gem. All right. Here's an email for a story. Hi, Kat and Dora, longtime listener, first time emailer. I need some self-care and energy boosting tips. I'm going back to school to become a mental health counselor. Thanks, COVID, for making me question my purpose and WTF life is all about. I'm still working full-time in a corporate marketing job and have two young kiddos with classes starting at 7 at night. How do I rally some energy and focus after a long day? I don't want to have caffeine that late. What else can I do? Thank you.
I would do an energizing meditation.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Just like a, you know, 10-minute energizing meditation.
How about like a brisk walk?
Ooh, that's nice too. I like that.
Especially as the weather, you know, gets cooler, hopefully. That might be refreshing.
Yeah.
I think also like nibbling on something can kind of wake your body up, like maybe a little dark chocolate.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, what about like some cheese or like some apples with peanut butter? I don't know. Just get your body.
You probably don't want to eat like a huge meal right before class. But I like this idea of having like kind of a proteiny snack.
A nibble. I don't know if these classes are online or not. I wonder if they're in person. I should hope, but I don't know if this would help or make you more tired, but I actually find when I'm kind of like getting into that brain fog, if I stand, like if I start doing working standing or do a call standing.
Oh, interesting.
It just kind of helps me just kind of shake it off a little
bit. That's a good tip. Oh, I had another idea. What about a shower?
Oh, that would help.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That would wake me up if I took a late shower.
I also think we don't know what this listener's like partner situation is. But I would say make sure you are passing the mental load onto your partner.
Totally.
Load them up. Load them up with the stuff.
Yes.
You know, you do not have to do it all.
No, so you definitely don't.
This is your time to focus on your schooling and you have a career and your parenting. So you just tell them to get a plate out and you fill that plate.
Yes. Amen.
And if you don't have a partner, then I will come over.
Oh, that's so nice.
I wish I could. But mm-hmm. I mean, that does, if this person is, you know, not partnered with somebody, that's really tricky. So
that is very tricky.
Make sure you have some, if you can, some sort of support system in place.
All right. I'm going to turn on the Bluetooth speaker. Hold on. All right. Well, we have a voicemail with an interesting conundrum.
Hi, this is Jenny calling from Malvern, Pennsylvania. I have never called in before, but I just wanted, I'm driving home from a socially distant work happy hour, and I wanted to see if Kat and Dor, you had any thoughts or ideas for me, or if any of the listeners do, on a question that I have, which is, I feel it was so good to see people in the socially distant happy hour in person, even though we had like masks on and we were, you know, standing far apart from each other. And we did share some good things and had some nice conversations. But I do feel like A lot of our conversations, at least at work, with some of our colleagues, have to do with putting down other people that we work with that are not in our group. I found myself doing it also, but I think being in the pandemic has actually let me see what it is like to not have those conversations, because those types of conversations used to happen on a daily basis, and now it really only happens when we are together, which obviously in the pandemic is very infrequent. Anyways, I'm just wondering, it's the happy hour and the conversation is sort of free flowing, and it just feels like in order to be part of the group, that's something that is expected to sort of chime in on a little bit, and I would prefer to be able to redirect the conversation, but I don't really know how. I like my group. I think that they're really great, but I'm just struggling with this a little bit. It's come up before for me, and I'll just stay silent until sort of the conversation turns. But I also think that it would be good for our group to not do this all the time. And I also worry, perhaps selfishly, that if they do this to other people, at what point would they do it to me? And that's something that I sit with and think about. Anyways, I'm in my car. Sorry for all the noise. Love the pod. Love everything about this group. And just want to give a shout out, if this gets aired, to all the Carrie girls who listen to this. There are 6 of us that lived in a house, and we all listen to this podcast and think of you, Kat and Dora, and people that we know. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for your friends all listening to the show.
6 people in a house all listen to this show?
It's very cool.
Can you imagine if they were each individually listening without headphones and you just heard 12?
Wait, I thought she meant like they don't live together now.
Oh, but they did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that's what she meant, unless I misunderstood.
I thought she meant 6 people who currently all live together all listen to our show, and then I envisioned all of them like playing our show in the house.
Or just all walking around with individual Bluetooth speakers.
And there's 6 of me and 6 of you, and we're just yammering on.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
What a chuckle. Okay.
Back to your actual question, listener.
What a great question.
What a great question. Do you have experience with this?
Well, you know, we've kind of talked about like gossiping as being occasionally good for us and good for our souls. And there is, I have found, camaraderie to be found in the shit talk. But I don't know if that's a good thing. I've certainly done it. I think sometimes that's a symptom of like you only know each other through this one very specific outlet. So like you almost don't know what else to talk about.
And I think especially, it sounds like this might have been like the first time they all saw each other in quite some time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's like, well, back to our...
Yeah, exactly.
I think your instinct is right, though. Like, ultimately, it is not really great to just get together and talk about people who aren't there in a negative way, right? Like, that ultimately is not helpful. And I think while it can scratch an itch in the moment, it always leaves me feeling really yucky most of the
time.
My ultimate suggestion would be like, and this is hard in the middle of a freaking pandemic, but would be for the activity to be not drinks. Because if you're actually doing something, like what if you're bowling, or like what if, I don't know, like what if you all went for a hike? Again, I know we can't do any of this, so it feels stupid to even suggest it, but the sitting around and getting drinks, it just kind of leads to like that.
That's kind of such a good point.
Oh, well, thank you, Dory. Thank you.
You're very,
very
welcome.
Much. What were your thoughts? Did you have anything additional?
Well, I was just reminded of someone I used to work with who the shit talk was constant. And it was usually like over IM, but it was like all day.
Ugh.
And it just got to be exhausting.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, I don't really love this job either, but the constant negativity and the constant shit talking is really wearing me down. And like, if I'm going to be able to tolerate this job, I need to tune some of this out. So I feel you on that, listener. That's all. I agree with everything you said, Kate.
It's a hard thing too. I'm not sure. I've never like brought it up with coworkers of like, we talk too much trash about people who aren't here. Like that can be a hard conversation to have. So
totally.
I think steering the activity might be a good first step, or just not participating.
Yeah.
Like, you can go and have drinks and you don't have to chime in.
Yeah.
Well, let us pause.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay, we have returned. Shall I read this email?
Yes, Troy, yes.
All right. Do you have any recommendations for underwear brands? I normally buy Aerie, but they seem to wear out really quickly. I like comfy but cute, either boy shorts, cheeky, or similar styles. I wear the Gap Breathe High Rise Shorty, which are like boy shorts.
You're very loyal to that.
I'm very loyal to that. They also come in a non-high rise version, which might be more your bag, but I really like them.
So are they boy shorts? And I don't like the term boy shorts, but
I know.
Like, yeah, that's annoying. Let's not gender our underwear.
Well, I think that's why they actually changed the name of the style to shorties.
To shorties.
Yeah.
That's cute. Okay. So it would be kind of like a brief with a little bit of leg to the brief?
A little bit of leg. It's kind of like a low cut, not a high cut leg.
Okay. Okay. Well, I wear full on like what some might say are granny panties.
Sure. Yes.
Which I realize I just yelled about gendering underwear and then I just did it and I called them panties, which is the grossest word. I hate the word. I hate that women are given the stupid word panties. Okay. So anyway, but I wear underwear that I buy at Costco. By a person named Carol Hockman. I have talked about them on the podcast before. They are stay-in-place briefs, full coverage. They come in a pack of five. I've got them on right now. They're durable. They cover your butt. They cover your upper thigh. I mean, they just go everywhere. And that's what I wear.
Would you describe them as cute?
No, not at all. Okay. But I don't give it like... I'm just saying
the listener asked for cute stuff.
Yes. So that's what I want to say to this listener. Dory can hook you up and I bet other listeners can hook you up. I am of no help here. I've never even like looked for cute underwear in my life.
So the Gap underwear also, their shorties also come in lace, which might be kind of what you're interested in. Now that I'm looking at their website, I don't know if they make the high rise shorty anymore.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
This is a disaster.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Huh. Well,
what a discovery to make on the air.
This is a problem for another time.
I've not tried, you know, Third Love is a sponsor of our show and I like their bras, but I've not tried their underpants, which they make. I always think of Third Love and I think of bras.
Yes.
They do make
underwear.
They do make a variety of underwear that I cannot speak to it because it's never been on my butt. Mm. A lacy butt, that sounds so uncomfortable to me.
I used to wear lace underwear all the time. They're not uncomfortable.
Ugh, what were those thongs that everyone was wearing in like the aughts? Do you remember those thongs? Oh my God.
Oh, the hanky panky.
Ah, what the fuck was that?
I mean, those could be a segment on our aughts podcast.
On our aughts nostalgia podcast?
Yes. Juicy velour sweatsuits. Hanky panky thongs.
I remember my friend gave me one and was like, this is the most comfortable thing you're going to wear in your life. And I also never wore thongs. Like thongs never worked for me. They're so uncomfortable for me.
I didn't love thongs either.
But thong lovers, I respect you.
All right. Well, we've come to the activity of the day, and it is courtesy of a listener. Hi, Kat and Dor, longtime listener, first time caller. Hello from a very smoky Vancouver, British Columbia. I wanted to suggest an activity for the week, putting out a bird feeder and or bird bath in your backyard, patio, or window. The winter migration has begun, and birds flying from as far north as Alaska down to the southern United States and Mexico are battling the wildfires too. They've been knocked off their roots and are thirsty, hungry, and tired. There's a devastating article in The Guardian about the impacts, but I'll leave it there. For listeners in North America, there's probably a bird leaving, passing through, or arriving in your area, and they may need the food and water you leave out. Starting to notice and name the bird species around me has been a huge part of my self-care in the last few years. It reminds me that I'm part of the natural world and I can choose to make positive impacts. Leaving out food and water is something I can control, and it is a positive action I can take. In the time of both physical and metaphorical fires, small things can add up to big things. Thank you too for the show. I've grown as a person by listening to it, and I found a skincare routine that works for me after a 30-year search. Wow. I love that you connect me to a community of rad folks who give a shit.
Wow.
Wow. That's a great description of our listeners.
Yeah, that is a great description of our listeners.
Right? Mm.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. Wow, this was such a lovely note.
It is. And I really like the idea of figuring out bird species.
Yeah.
And also just kind of thinking about the migration going on around us. It's really what a way to be grounded in your environment and really be present. I just thought this was so
cool.
Totally.
Very cool.
Well, and I have some birds I don't know what they are that eat a cactus in my yard. So,
oh, well, look at that.
I do need to figure out who they are. So that's going to be a great intention for me this week.
You know, we bought a hummingbird feeder and we never set it up. So I think now is the time.
Hummingbirds bring me great joy. You've got to get on that.
I mean, there was a hummingbird built. There were two nests that she laid eggs and had babies from.
That's so cool.
It was very cool. I haven't seen her in a while, but she was around for a long time. So yeah, so I need to put up that hummingbird feeder. Well, I don't even know where it is. Anyway,
all right,
not important.
Well, we're going to do some birding this week.
Yes, we are.
I love that suggestion. Thank you, listener.
Yes. So such a great suggestion. Thank you.
Well, Dory, pleasure as always to learn new things about you via a podcast.
And about you.
Still keeping it fresh.
Yeah.
Keeping the friendship fresh.
Yep. I love it.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening.
Okay. Bye.